Hello, Virginia! Go Hoos!
The president seemed to enjoy addressing a college crowd, stressing his administration's commitment to green energy, gay marriage, women's reproductive rights, and financial aid for higher education. He told supporters that he and Michelle could relate to concerns about rising student debt.
You know, we just finished paying off our student loans 8 years ago. Think about that. We shouldn't be making it harder for young people. We should be making it easier for young people. We shouldn't end the college tax credit we created. We should be expanding it. Higher education isn't a luxury. It is an economic necessity.
He explained the administration's call for new fuel standards, making cars that would get at least 55 miles to the gallon, and chided Mitt Romney for calling that goal extreme. The president said he'd prefer to subsidize development of clean energy rather than providing $4 billion in subsidies to oil companies, and he mocked Mr. Romney's promise to immediately undo health care reform.
Apparently, he thinks that he can kick 7 million young people off their parents' plan. He can make prescription drugs higher for seniors. You know, suddenly folks with pre-existing conditions are out of luck. You know, he calls my health care law Obamacare. You know, I call his plan Romney doesn't care.
When a small group began heckling the president, Mr. Obama took the opportunity to encourage action.
I couldn't really hear what those young people were saying, but that's good that they're getting involved. But what I'm trying to tell you here is, Don't just chant. You got to vote.
UVA students Elena Dimitri, Ronald Middleton, and Joy Bell said they would do just that.
This is a very important election, and we need to support as much as we can this time.
Do you feel as excited this time around as you did in 2008?
I think I'm more excited because I can actually participate now. You know, I feel like my voice matters.
I'll be voting for Obama because, well, one, I want the choices that women have. I want us to continue to have those choices. And also, two, since I'll be in college for a long time, I'm a pre-med student, I want to ensure that funding for college will be there.
And a somewhat younger student, 8-year-old Destiny Nyerker, said she'd support the president, but only after he answered some important questions.
How is he doing with the government? Do he like ice cream? And can I come to his house?
Obama surprised workers with an unannounced visit to his downtown campaign office, greeting staffers and taking a group photo, which he helped organize. Motioning to the front, he said, "Shorties, you know who you are." I'm Sandy Houseman.